This is Jay Sekulow. The president cancels his main gala speech at Planned Parenthood and moves it to Friday, and the Gosnell trial continues.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
An unexpected development as the defense rested in the Kermit Gosnell case without presenting a single witness. The surprising move came after the prosecution spent 5 weeks outlining its case against the Philadelphia abortion doctor, accused of, among other crimes, killing babies after they were born alive at his clinic.
If you're not making mistakes, you're not really attempting to do something. So I think that my patients are aware that I do my very best by them.
And at first when I woke up, I thought I was like, I didn't know where I was. I just knew I was really groggy, and I knew I wasn't pregnant anymore. And I was crying, and I kept saying, I want my baby, I want my baby. And they just were ignoring me.
When I was in the courtroom with the medical examiner on the stand, he kept hammering the medical examiner saying, you cannot say to a reasonable degree of medical certainty that those babies were born alive. You can't say it about baby A, baby B, baby C, and he went through all of them, can you?
Can I just ask you a dumb question?
Okay.
Why would he have to snip their spines if they weren't alive?
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
It's just really hard for me to even ask you this question because I'm almost in disbelief. If a baby is born on a table as a result of a botched abortion, what would Planned Parenthood want to have happen to that child that's struggling for life?
We believe that, you know, any decision that's made should be left up to the woman, her family, and the physician.
As you know, the president had been scheduled to speak at the Planned Parenthood National Conference in Washington on Thursday evening. That has been rescheduled for Friday morning in order to allow him to spend more time with those injured and the loved ones of those lost in the deadly explosion in West Texas.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
No defense. That's what the Gosnell defense lawyer put on. They did just immediately rested the case after the prosecutor presented theirs. And people are saying, why would that happen? And there's two rationales. One is, well, he certainly wasn't going to have the abortionist testify after 5 weeks of unbelievable testimony. Number two, probably could not get any expert witnesses that would have backed up his position that these children were not alive. Or was it that they are confident that their case would succeed without a defense? Although they did initially get three of the seven charges dismissed. One of those was reinstated. So he's facing five counts of murder. And I think it was dozens and dozens of other counts and violations of criminal conduct. So that trial goes on. The president was scheduled to speak at Planned Parenthood this evening as the keynote speaker. That was canceled, ostensibly because he wants to spend more time with the families in Waco. He's going to make some type of presentation Friday morning. There was a big outcry by a lot of people, right, left, and center on this. And it's unbelievable the president of the United States would be speaking in front of Planned Parenthood while the Gosnell trial, and the tie to Planned Parenthood and Gosnell is now well known. That information's come out. Not only that the Planned Parenthood was notified of the problems, but also that he had worked with Planned Parenthood back in the 70s. Jordan, what's the latest up in Washington on this? I know there's a lot of concern, and people are starting to react, and I think we've got a real momentum here.
Members of Congress are really starting to focus attention on what has happened, and I say that because they are taking to the floor. There, you've got the specials coming up on television, the focus is on these documentaries, the fact that Planned Parenthood was being told by a number of women that this guy, you know, that they walked out of his clinic or they couldn't believe what was happening there. And Planned Parenthood did not report him, but told people, you know, you can go tell the Department of Health. So all of this coming to light, and this is someone who I think Gosnell had been connected to Planned Parenthood and well-known in the abortion industry since the 1970s, since Roe versus Wade.
Right.
He was one of the original partial birth abortionists.
No doubt about that, and that information is becoming clear. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Let me ask you this question. How do you feel about your taxpayer dollars going to groups like Planned Parenthood that support efforts on partial birth abortion, that support no restrictions on abortion? And what do you feel about the president making a speech there? 1-800-684-3110. We had a huge response yesterday. Thousands of you contacted us. Sign that petition right now at ACLJ.org. Let's stop the funding of Planned Parenthood. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Stop Planned Parenthood.
What's unfolding in a Philadelphia courtroom is horrific. Graphic testimony about the abhorrent procedures performed by abortionist Kermit Gosnell, dismembering children after they are born. But here's the truth. Planned Parenthood has argued in the Florida legislature for the right to do exactly what Gosnell did, kill a child after it is born if the mother and doctor agree. And now we discover that Planned Parenthood knew about Gosnell's horrifying clinic where women died and baby after baby was killed after they were born. They knew and they did nothing, leaving it up to Gosnell's victims to come forward. There's no excuse for this atrocity, and there's no excuse for the fact that Planned Parenthood gets almost half of its budget from the American taxpayer. The ACLJ is battling back, challenging the abortion giant in court and working aggressively on Capitol Hill and in state legislatures to defund them. Add your name by calling 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org. At the American Center for Law and Justice, our work continues here in the U.S. and around the world to free American pastor Saeed Abedini, a U.S. citizen imprisoned in Iran because of his Christian faith. Many are speaking out in support of Pastor Saeed, including some of the top names in the music industry, lending their voice to our online campaign, SaveSaeed.org.
I'm Stephen Curtis Chapman.
I'm Michael W. Smith.
Hey, what's up? I'm Michael Tate from the Newsboys.
I'm Kevin Max of Audio Adrenaline.
I'm Toby Mack.
This is John Foreman from Switchfoot, urging you to sign the petition to free Saeed Abedini.
Would you join us as we petition and pray?
Help us share his story.
Your signature could save a life. Save Saeed.
Join me as we petition and pray for the release of Pastor Saeed.
Make a difference. Add your name to our petition now calling for the release of Pastor Saeed online at SaveSaeed.org. SaveSaeed.org.
This life is a golden opportunity to give and to love through uncertainty. Just like the Father.
1-800-684-3110 is our number. That's 800-684-3110. According to Life News, court records still show that Gosnell, the abortionist, is facing over 380 criminal counts, including five murder charges. Now, let me tell you something. The president moving, and Jordan Thane, I want you to comment on this, and folks, we're going to have you take some direct action here in a moment. The president moving that speech from Thursday night as the main speaker to a Friday morning statement, how significant is that, Jordan? And I want to get Thane's comment on that as well, because that was a Washington shift right there.
Well, for a president who has been so pro-abortion, and on the same day that the head of Planned Parenthood says, you know, he's been the best president for us for abortion rights, to shift like that, it does show. Do you think that happens, folks, if you're not speaking out? Do you think it happens if you're not outraged? Do you think that happens? No. These are politicians. Politicians react to the public. This has gotten to a point where every media outlet is covering it, because you are what are you seeing? Not condemnation from the abortion industry, but blame. And the blame is on the pro-life community, so that they've picked a fight over this, actually, instead of just condemning it and saying we have to get rid of people like this. No, instead it's because you have restrictions on abortion that there's people like this. It is amazing to see, though, what speaking out can accomplish, because the fact is that the president went from going to a black tie gala celebrating abortion to now, you know, a speech that would be pretty typical of a Democrat politician to be speaking at Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, and I think the other thing here, Jordan, is that it became apparent that Planned Parenthood was not ignorant of what was going on here. They knew what was happening in this clinic. They did nothing directly to stop it. And I think that brings to light the bigger point here, and that is what we are seeing in this trial. This is the face of abortion.
Yep.
This is not an isolated incident. This is what happens in the abortion industry. The president pushing his speech back a day, it's a victory in a way, but it does nothing to change the fact that he is still going to speak to an industry that is doing nothing to stop monsters like Kermit Gosnell.
Let's go ahead and take some phone calls, and we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Jordan, let's take Sylvester's call, because I want to bring up a point here.
Sure. Sylvester's calling in on line 3 from Illinois. Sylvester, welcome to JSecu Live.
Hi, Sylvester. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hi. Thank you. I was listening to the soundbite as the program was coming on.
Yes.
The woman that was speaking out for Planned Parenthood, she was like trying to debate the issues on whether or not the babies were alive or not.
Correct.
My question is, if the babies were already dead, why was it necessary to snip their spinal cord?
You're absolutely correct. And let me play for you actually the statement from Ann Pantereo. She's the Philadelphia assistant DA, and that's the point she's making, actually. Now, folks, this is pretty gruesome. So I want you to, you know, listen to this, and then I'm going to get – this is why we got to take direct action. Listen to what the assistant district attorney in Pennsylvania, in Philadelphia, said about Gosnell's clinic, number 7.
There was one baby that when it was born, one of the workers was playing with it for several minutes before the worker did exactly what Dr. Gosnell did, snipped the back of the neck. And when we use the word snip, it is a scissors taking a bony part of a vertebrae and cutting it. This is a very, very painful thing. And some of these babies did not die immediately. And they describe their bodies twitching and lifeless.
Some were put into shoeboxes, others refrigerators, folks. This is an outrage. So here's what I want everybody to do that's listening to me right now. If you have not signed this petition to stop funding Planned Parenthood and their allies, now they'll say, oh, Gosnell's not our ally. Well, really? They worked with him in the 70s. They had reports of the atrocities at his clinic and did nothing. And Planned Parenthood is the largest abortion provider in the world. So let's take action. You saw what happened when you spoke out yesterday. The president's so-called gala speech canceled to some Friday morning statement. I don't think he should be doing that one either, obviously. But it's a big change from being the headline speaker to what he is now. But if you want to speak out and say, I've had enough of this and I don't want my taxpayer dollars going to this, well, then you simply go to ACLJ.org and sign that petition right now at ACLJ.org. And by the way, when you sign that petition online, let me tell you something, folks. You're joining now almost 115,000 other people that are saying, we don't want our funds going to Planned Parenthood. So either go to the website at ACLJ.org or do you pick up the phones right now. And I need everybody that's listening to us to do this. We want to make a statement because we think we have congressional move right now. There's a lot of convergence going on between the media on Capitol Hill, in our litigation against Planned Parenthood, in our litigation against HHS, in investigations of Planned Parenthood. All this is happening simultaneously. We need to seize the moment. So let me ask you to do something. If you've not signed this petition, you go to your phones right now and you call 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You're making that call because we've got a convergence going on right now in the media, in the halls of Congress, in the courtrooms, and in the courts of public opinion. These children are having their spinal cord severed inside the womb and outside the womb. The verdict's going to come on this case probably next week. Will we take a stand and say Gosnell's the face of the abortion industry? You go to ACLJ.org or you call right now and say, you know what, I've had enough of this. I'm going to take action. I'm doing this for my children, for my grandchildren, and for my grandchildren's children. 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or ACLJ.org. But folks, this is the moment to take direct action. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Jordan, let's take a call.
Yep. Let's go to Charles in Missouri, line 1. And Charles, welcome to JSecu Live.
Hi, Charles.
Hi.
You're on the air.
I was wondering, in Illinois or Missouri, there was a case where there was an accident where he ended up killing this...
A woman and the child also died.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's a double homicide. But when it's abortion, because of what we call the abortion distortion factor, that doesn't exist. That doesn't happen. And that's why we're fighting on this, Charles. And, Than, I think it's important to point out that right now we do have this I'm telling you, folks, we've got a convergence of activity right now that is significant.
Yeah, and the Gosnell trial is really the catalyst for this, Jay, because, I mean, the caller's talking about this abortion distortion where it's, you know, it's abortion if it's inside the womb, but it's murder if it's outside the womb. Well, in this case, you actually have the defense attorney that is actually trying to take both sides of this issue. First of all, he's saying these babies were already dead, so this is not murder. And then in the next breath, he's saying, oh, but by the way, we severed their spines just to make sure.
Well, they also said, let me take it a step further, that even if we didn't sever their spines, they would have died because we gave this medication that would have eventually stopped their heart. Eventually. This sounds like, you know, this is an unbelievable atrocity going on with 380 criminal counts, and including five murder charges. And Jordan, I do think we have a synergistic aspect happening to this. You wait for these in the law, and this is happening right now.
Right. I mean, this is why if you don't speak out now and you don't get Congress to move right now, it's missing an opportunity because these abortions are going on. Gosnell's not the only person. There were a number of individuals. He's been connected to the abortion industry for a long time. He was there, the secret abortionist, when even they were not willing to do a certain abortion procedure. And yet, you would think an organization like Planned Parenthood, which receives hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars a year, so government oversight that they're subject to, would want to report someone like this if they even suspected it, because it should put their money in jeopardy. Do you realize, Dad, and everybody listening right now, that Planned Parenthood is never worried about their money being in jeopardy?
Right.
Because they literally act as if they don't need to report wrongdoing. They've committed fraud. They've had to pay settlements. They've had to now. I think they should have to explain their way. If you're going to take this much money from the taxpayers, explain why you wouldn't have reported this individual to the Department of Health.
Well, let me tell you this. Let me take it a step further, folks, here. That was exactly what Jordan said and Fan said is correct. But we do have this convergence. We've got litigation against Planned Parenthood. We are litigating against the HHS mandate. We're now moving legislation both in the House and the Senate. The Gosnell trial is going on. Fox News is doing a special on Gosnell week after next. We have got a series of specials that we're going to start running in about 2 weeks from documentaries we've done. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play something else for you, folks. Again, it's gruesome. It's number 8. Davita Clark, a patient of Gosnell. Listen.
I came in, and they finally called my name. And I went upstairs. And I remember just walking through and looking, and I seen some women that looked half dead. And these bloody recliner chairs, there was blood all over the floor. And I just kept going.
The blood of the innocent spilled on the floors of the Gosnell Abortionist Clinic. You go to your phones right now and say, I've had enough of this. I'm not funding this anymore. 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Folks, we're playing the evidence so you know what's going on here. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Back with more in a moment.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, our work continues here in the U.S. and around the world to free American pastor Saeed Abedini, a U.S. citizen imprisoned in Iran because of his Christian faith. Many are speaking out in support of Pastor Saeed, including some of the top names in the music industry, lending their voice to our online campaign, SaveSaeed.org.
I'm Stephen Curtis Chapman.
I'm Michael W. Smith.
Hey, what's up? I'm Michael Tate from the Newsboys.
I'm Kevin Max of Audio Adrenaline.
I'm Toby Mack.
This is John Foreman from Switchfoot, urging you to sign the petition to free Saeed Abedini.
Would you join us as we petition and pray?
Help us share his story.
Your signature could save a life. Save Saeed.
Join me as we petition and pray for the release of Pastor Saeed.
Make a difference. Add your name to our petition now calling for the release of Pastor Saeed online at SaveSaeed.org. SaveSaeed.org.
What's unfolding in a Philadelphia courtroom is horrific. Graphic testimony about the abhorrent procedures performed by abortionist Kermit Gosnell, dismembering children after they are born. But here's the truth. Planned Parenthood has argued in the Florida legislature for the right to do exactly what Gosnell did, kill a child after it is born if the mother and doctor agree. And now we discover that Planned Parenthood knew about Gosnell's horrifying clinic where women died and baby after baby was killed after they were born. They knew and they did nothing, leaving it up to Gosnell's victims to come forward. There's no excuse for this atrocity, and there's no excuse for the fact that Planned Parenthood gets almost half of its budget from the American taxpayer. The ACLJ is battling back.
challenging the abortion giant in court and working aggressively on Capitol Hill and in state legislatures to defund them. Add your name by calling 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. There's some breaking news on the terrorism front. We're going to get to a little bit more of it later in the broadcast. So I will just tell you this, though. Mirandizing the bomber got him to stop speaking. The Justice Department saying, we didn't want him Mirandized. We didn't ask for it. A judge did it on his own. Question to the Justice Department. Maybe if you didn't file charges and declared him an enemy combatant, we wouldn't have had this problem. But we're going back to the phones on this issue. Before I do, this issue of Planned Parenthood, folks, is unbelievable. Their Florida chapter of Planned Parenthood sent their lobbyist to Tallahassee to testify about what happens if a child's born alive. Listen to number 13.
You stated that a baby born on a table as a result of a botched abortion, that decision should be left to the doctor and the family. Is that what you're saying?
That decision should be between the patient and the healthcare provider.
I think that at that point, the patient would be the child struggling on a table. Wouldn't you agree?
That's a very good question. I really don't know how to answer that.
Yeah, well, the answer to that is no, he killed them, Gosnell. But don't worry, the President of the United States, when he was a state senator, voted against the Infant Born Alive Protection Act. Why? Well, he trusted the abortionist. This is the President of the United States' own words when he was a state senator. And I think this is what you – this is unbelievable, folks. Listen to number 17.
If the physician discovered after the labor had been induced, that in fact he made an error or she made an error, and in fact that this was not a non-viable fetus but in fact a live child, that physician of his own accord or her own accord would not try to exercise the sort of medical measures and practices that would be involved in saving that child.
Yeah, well, that's not exactly what happened. What he did was snip the spinal cords of the child, Mr. State Senator, now President Obama. That's what he did. So, folks, if you're saying, you know what, it's our government, I don't want my money going there, you go to ACLJ.org or you go to the phones right now and say, enough of this. 1-877-989-2255. Folks, we got a convergence of activity. Litigation, legislation, media presence and pressure, and a trial that is unprecedented going on right now in Philadelphia. This is a moment to seize. Go to ACLJ.org and you sign that petition now as we got this legislation working through the House and the Senate, or you call 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Let's go back to the phones.
Yeah, right back to the phones we go. Let's go to Valerie calling Florida. Line 5, Valerie, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Valerie.
Hi, thank you for taking
sure.
my call. I just wanted to say I've heard nothing on the Gosnell trial here in my local area. And last week, one morning, I heard them announce the only job announcement they announced was for Planned Parenthood. And I was just horrified.
Yeah, well, here's what's happening. The media is starting to have to report this only because people like you and me and other outlets – Christian radio, Christian television, also some of the conservative talk radio are finally saying, why is the media knocking and blocking this out? And at the same time, you have liberal commentators like Kirsten Powers at Fox saying, this is outrageous that it's not covered. And folks, I'm going to tie this into the terrorism thing. And here's how. It takes shocking things to happen to get the left to resolve itself to the situation at, say, what's really at stake here. That happened and after Boston, when you got people like Bill Maher, who are to the left of the left, saying, why don't we call it what it is, basically, Islamic radicals, and drawing this comparison. All of that took place at the same time. It takes these kind of shocking things, Jordan Thayer, for people to finally react. But I think we need to stress the convergence of what's going on. So, Jordan, address what you're seeing on Capitol Hill, and then, Than, I want you to talk about the specific legislation that has been introduced.
Well, I mean, listen, what's going on right now in Capitol Hill is, I think it's outrage. And so you've got the pro-life members of Congress who, for years, have been talking about these issues and saying, why don't we know the truth about what's happening here? Why don't we ever get this exposed? And you know why, Dad? How many of those cases, think about the partial birth abortion issue,
right,
where it's a politics and the new AGs, the new district attorneys, whatever, would drop the cases, you know, and if they were, right, depending on what political party they were. So you never had time as a, because these are long cases, these are criminal investigations where you've got to prove murder, that they never had time to even fully develop, that Planned Parenthood would get these quelched, basically, even their own facilities. That we are starting to see for the first time abortion clinics shut down. In Virginia Beach, Virginia, one of the oldest abortion clinics had to shut down. Why? They could not comply with the basic standards of a clinic that finally were applied to them in Virginia, and they shut down one of the oldest in the state. Now, Gosnell is on trial for multiple murders. A abortion facility in Delaware shut down. And these laws are all constitutional. They're all about just regulating health, and they're not that hard to comply with. It's not even hospital-level compliance.
Yeah, they don't want to comply with it because they can't comply with it. And the fact of the matter is, this is part of the synergy. Than, briefly go over what is actually going on, what's the legislation like, and then, folks, I am going to implore you to take action. By the way, we're here for another 30 minutes. Those on the line, stay there. If you want to talk to us, it's 800-684-3110, SiriusXM. You get the full hour of the broadcast. Also, we'll have an update on Pastor Saeed's case in the next half hour, and we'll be taking your calls. But, Than, go ahead and tell everybody exactly what's in the House and Senate.
Yeah, the good news right now on Capitol Hill, Jay, is that it's very easy to see if your member of Congress or your senator is in the right place on this. There are two bills in the House, H.R. 217 by Diane Black and H.R. 61 by Marsha Blackburn. One in the Senate, it's S. 135 by Senator David Vitter. This would strip Planned Parenthood of their Title X funding. If your member of Congress or your senator is not on that bill, then what they are telling you about being pro-life and being anti-Planned Parenthood are just empty words. They have to be co-sponsors of one of those three pieces of legislation.
All right, so we have three pieces of legislation. By the way, got this from one of our media folks. CBS devotes just 13 seconds to the Gosnell trial. ABC and NBC completely ignore it. And they're ignoring it despite the fact, I'm going to play it again, number seven, Ann Pantero. She is the Philadelphia assistant DA. It's gruesome, folks. Listen to it, then we're going to take action.
There was one baby that when it was born, one of the workers was playing with it for several minutes before the worker did exactly what Dr. Gosnell did, snipped the back of the neck. And when we use the word snip, it is a scissors taking a bony part of a vertebrae and cutting it. This is a very, very painful thing. And some of these babies did not die immediately. And they described their bodies twitching and lifeless.
Folks, I'm playing it for you because that's the evidence. Lifeless. Another woman described it as blood flowing throughout the Gosnell Clinic. The blood of the innocent flowing throughout that clinic. You need to take action right now for our country and for these kids. You go to ACLJ.org. You can sign that petition, or you can add your name on a very simple way. Just call us at 1-877-989-2255. No more funding of Planned Parenthood. ACLJ.org, that's ACLJ.org, or 1-877-989-2255. You heard the evidence. Snipping the back of the neck after they played with the child. This is so gruesome, it's hard to describe this on radio, folks. ACLJ.org, or 1-877-989-2255. We're asking you to take action now. We've got a convergence of situations that gives us a unique opportunity to take action to defund Planned Parenthood. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255.
There's no excuse for this atrocity, and there's no excuse for the fact that Planned Parenthood gets almost half of its budget from the American taxpayer. The ACLJ is battling back, challenging the abortion giant in court, and working aggressively on Capitol Hill and in-state legislatures to defund them. Add your name by calling 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
We will fight for the
broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. We're following the Gosnell trial. The Planned Parenthood, the president backs down off of his speech plan for tonight. He now moves it to Friday. Jordan, what do you think the significance of that is?
Well, I think the significance is that for the first time, this president actually reacted to pro-life Americans. And he's actually taken a step to distance himself from Planned Parenthood at a time where he was the gala's, of course, he's the president of the United States, main speaker. And he was being praised by Planned Parenthood that day. And what you've seen is someone who realized, as president of the United States, who does not have to be reelected. You know, so he's not worried as much about the political concerns. But still, I think being associated that directly with Planned Parenthood, seen celebrating abortion, you know, that's not abortion being, you know, rare and safe and rare and all they talk about. That's celebrating it and at a gala. And I think the optics of that, I mean, as politically as that sounds, but that's the truth. It got to them. They realized this is going to look real bad right now.
What do you think the politics of it are, Than, as well? I want to get your sense of it, because I think it's pretty outrageous what's happened here.
It is outrageous. I mean, I think Jordan is right about the optics. The president did respond. I think it's also important, though, for us to continue to focus on the political reality that we heard from Cecile Richards herself, that this is still the most pro-abortion president that we've ever seen. I mean, run down that list, abortion at the center of Obamacare, the HHS mandate, all of this funding, more than $500 million for Planned Parenthood. And here's the bottom line. He might not be going to speak. It is a big victory, like Jordan said, but they are still the institution, the organizations that get to be in the room when these decisions are made. So we need to see actions behind what is happening this week. And the president needs to say, all right, I've seen enough. It's time to quit sending taxpayer dollars to them as well.
All right, folks, we're fighting back on this. Again, you could add your name to that petition at ACLJ.org or call us at 877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. FBI is now saying the suspect's mom knew the son was radicalized. Well, evidently so did the Russian government, which they tipped off the FBI and the CIA, and our government did nothing. We're going to have a lot more on that, I think, a little bit later in the broadcast today. This is pretty outrageous what's going on there. All right, Jordan, let's grab a call before the break.
Sure. Let's go to Tom in Florida. He's been holding on line two. Tom, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Tom.
Yeah, hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I'll get to the point real quick. I feel in this regard that we've failed as human beings for allowing this to happen. You know, I'm the father of twin girls who watched the very moment that those girls took their first breath. And as they did so, they looked to me and their mother for guidance and nurturement throughout the day, every day of their life. And for that to have happened to those babies is murder, and obviously we all agree on that. But we failed as human beings, for our fellow human beings, to allow those children to have been extinguished.
But that is exactly why, Tom, now, you know, I agree, but we've got to take direct action now. And we've got this convergence of legislation, litigation, a public trial of Gosnell, Planned Parenthood under fire, thousands of people starting to speak out, news broadcasts like Fox covering with specials. We're doing specials. I've not seen a synergistic approach on this like we have right now. I haven't seen this in decades. And it's happening right now. And that's why I think we really do have, Jordan, the moment is now, because of the synergy that's going on.
Absolutely. And this is the moment that if we can have everyone speak out, that everyone who has fought in the pro-life movement, and you've waited, you know, this opportunity to, I think, show people as graphically as it is, it should be gut-wrenching. It should make you sick. It should make you uncomfortable to the point where it's disturbing, because it's no different than seeing images of the Holocaust, things like that. It should hurt you. And now the abortion industry is being forced to look at it, and they will never. They tried to stop protesters from showing the pictures before. Now it's in evidence by the government, put into court, and that's what's so different this time.
All right, folks, if you want to take action, go to ACLJ.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. We're encouraging you to speak out. We think that can make a huge difference if you can believe that we now have that synergy, and we think we do. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Back with your calls in a moment.
What's unfolding in a Philadelphia courtroom is horrific. Graphic testimony about the abhorrent procedures performed by abortionist Kermit Gosnell, dismembering children after they are born. But here's the truth. Planned Parenthood has argued in the Florida legislature for the right to do exactly what Gosnell did, kill a child after it is born if the mother and doctor agree. And now we discover that Planned Parenthood knew about Gosnell's horrifying clinic where women died and baby after baby was killed after they were born. They knew and they did nothing, leaving it up to Gosnell's victims to come forward. There's no excuse for this atrocity, and there's no excuse for the fact that Planned Parenthood gets almost half of its budget from the American taxpayer. The ACLJ is battling back, challenging the abortion giant in court and working aggressively on Capitol Hill and in state legislatures to defund them. Add your name by calling 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.
Back to the broadcast, 1-800-684-3110. We're taking more of your calls on the Gosnell trial, but we want to give you an update on what's going on in Washington, D.C. right now. Here's the report. The FBI is saying they are stunned and shocked that the Boston bomber, once he was read his Miranda rights, went silent. Well, that's not shocking. Who said that? I did on national TV. And number one. Number two, they're also saying they were stunned and shocked that a judge showed up to give him his Miranda rights. Really? Shocked? You charge him, and not as an enemy combatant, that's what you get. So now he's not speaking. We know that there are the CIA wanted him listed on a watch list. The FBI did not. They obviously weren't sharing information. We've gone to the pre-Bush approach to terrorism. Now, I want to say this, folks, and I mean this with sincerity. And look, I was involved in these cases and these issues back in the early 2000s. Fact is, after the 9/11 horrific attacks, how many successful attacks did we have in the United States by terrorists? We had multiple attempts, zero executed. Under the Obama watch, dozens of attempts, five executed by individuals we knew about in the government. And Jordan, you worked for the Justice Department during that time. This is unbelievable.
Yeah, well, it's and the fact that the president, you know, rushes not to identify what this threat is. This administration has been hijacked by political correctness. And guess what that leads to? Us getting terror attacked. So instead of focusing in on every mosque in the country, instead of grandmas at the airport, and every guy between 20 and 35 at those mosques who's, by the way, already on suspected terror watch lists, guess what you could do? Prevent every one of these. Every one of these. But because of a Department of Justice full of lawyers who defended the Guantanamo detainees, correct, what do you expect, folks? What do you expect? It's the next Al-Qaeda. This is Al-Qaeda 2.0. They've already got people behind enemy lines. They don't have to. This whole idea that, oh, this wasn't Al-Qaeda because Al-Qaeda only does big things. Read their magazine, because I looked at it. And by the way, I found it online in about 13 seconds, how to make this, right from them. So the government is not even getting rid of those magazines from Google searches. You don't have to go on some private server, some private network, and go behind. You just type it on Google, boom, Inspire magazine. In English, you're behind enemy lines if you can read that magazine, because you're reading the English language pretty clearly. And again, the guy did say that right away in that first hearing that happened. That's where they learned it.
And the mother has said, yes, they were radicalized, and she said he'll be happy to die for his faith.
And then she said, I'll be shouting Allah Akbar. Yeah, you know, that's what she said in the interview. We play the audio of it later.
No, we'll get that. Let me tell you this, though, folks. The President of the United States narrative did not work. Everybody's saying what a great job the FBI did. I want to say this with due respect to the FBI. Not really. Okay? And let me give you three reasons why, maybe four. Number one, we knew who the guy was by tipped off by the Russians. We interviewed him. Nothing happened. Number two, he left and went to Russia. We didn't follow it up. Number three, photos came out of the bombers when the FBI did that investigation. They asked for our help, American citizens, to find out who this guy is. Here's the problem. The FBI interviewed him. Why didn't the FBI agents that interviewed the Tsarnaev brothers, or at least the oldest brother, come out and say, yeah, we interviewed. That's the guy we interviewed. So did the FBI do a great job? Evidently not. And number five, CIA wanted him on a watch list. Homeland Security said no. This was a failure. And there are people dead and hundreds in a hospital. We're going to go back to the phones on the Gosnell trial, folks, but this is outrageous, Jordan. Let's go right back to the phones.
Yeah, back to the phones we go. Let's go to Bob in Minnesota, line three.
Hi, Bob. You're on the air.
I think we should ask the president to take the money we give to Planned Parenthood and give it instead to Head Start, and more kids would get a start, and it would be using the money for something.
Sure. Great idea, Bob. One problem is this president, you know, I'm going to play the bite for you, says he's with Planned Parenthood. He is completely with Planned Parenthood on this. He's not going to back down, which he's not. Well, there's some movements now that may force his hand. Listen to what he said.
There will always be people, many of goodwill, who do not share my view on the issue of choice. On this fundamental issue, I will not yield, and Planned Parenthood will not yield.
Yeah, so the, you know, Planned Parenthood will not yield. That's why he was going to speak at their main fundraising event, but Than decided that wasn't such a great idea.
That's right. And to Bob's point, I mean, I think there are probably hundreds or thousands of programs that would certainly benefit from this money more than not. We said this on yesterday's broadcast, Jay. There are air traffic controllers being furloughed right now, lines at airports because of that. We have to cut our budget. And yet this is where we have to spend the money. It is because it is this president's top priority. Well, you know, maybe between that and the Muslim Brotherhood, because we keep funding there, too.
Let me play for you again. This was a patient of Gosnell's number nine. Listen to this.
When they put the heart monitor around me, that's when I decided, I can't do it. And he's like, stop being a little baby. And he's pounding on my leg, stop being a little baby, stop being a little baby. And now I'm outnumbered because all these women came in and I'm like tied to the bed. And next thing I knew, I was out of it.
So that's what's going on in the Gosnell Clinic. If you want to add your voice to get all this stopped, go to ACLJ.org or you call right now at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Back to the phones we go.
Hunter in New York, online too. Hunter, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Hunter. You're on the air.
How you doing today, sir?
Good.
Hey, real quick, I'm a law student in New York, constitutional law.
Yes, sir.
And I got a few things real quick that just irked me to no extent. I believe the Constitution's been destroyed through this administration. First off, Hippocratic oath taken by doctors, including family members of mine who are doctors, states that as a doctor shall do no harm or injustice to any living being. So are we to say that the Hippocratic Oath that's been around for centuries and millennia means nothing now?
It's not the Hippocratic
Oath. So every doctor that's taken that is basically saying, yeah, okay, kind of like the oath that I took when I joined the military. Does it mean nothing?
Well, it certainly didn't mean anything to Gosnell, but keep going.
And secondly, the Constitution states that we have an obligation to protect those who cannot protect themselves, which is an unborn baby. And third,
of course, some of these children, Hunter, were born alive, which makes it even worse, but go ahead.
Right there, they are granted American citizenship when they are born alive in an American state of America, United States of America. Thirdly, the fact that the Constitution also states that we have the right to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness.
That's the Declaration of Independence.
The born child has the right to that. Yes, the female, you know, if you want to say has a choice, she had a choice to engage in sexual activity. That was her right to life.
They view the child as not a separate entity worthy of constitutional protection. And, Hunter, as you're taking your courses, you're going to learn more and more about how the left has distorted this, but that's exactly, you're correct. The Declaration of Independence says that it's life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. When you terminate life like this, it's hard to say you have the right to pursue anything. Having said that, This is why we fight back, whether it's in the halls of Congress or in the, you know, in the courtrooms, which we're doing. And folks, you add your name. You say, I'm enough. I'm fighting back. 1-877-989-2255. We've almost had 1,000 phone calls. Hundreds of people have also gone on the internet. We're very close to 1,000 phone calls in this broadcast just from this airing. So I want to encourage you, if you've not made the call yet, I'm 14 away from hitting 1,000. Call us at 1-877-989-2255 right now and add your voice to this petition. Jordan, let's grab another call.
Yep, back to the phones we go. Debbie in Illinois, line 5. Debbie, welcome to JSEC Live.
Hi, Debbie. Debbie, you're on the air. But you're listening to
let's
your radio,
go to,
so we're not
let's go to
Debbie. Okay, go ahead.
Let's go to Raj in Virginia, line 1. He's been holding.
Hi, Raj. You're on the air.
Outstanding.
Thank you.
And it's not just a, call it a convergence. I believe it's a Christo-synergistic event. God has brought this together.
Yep.
And I thank God and I thank you all for your part in it.
Well, I think that you're right.
If we can go after Lance Armstrong and demand of him to pay back those monies and fine him enormously, why cannot Planned Parenthood be fined retrospectively?
Let me tell you something, Raj. We're doing exactly that. We're in federal court against Planned Parenthood right now, exactly on the money, because of the, what we are alleging are fraudulent billing practices of Planned Parenthood. So we are there right now doing exactly that, fighting back. We've got coming up on the broadcast, by the way, an update on Pastor Saeed's case. You're going to want to not miss that. But, folks, we are fighting back against Planned Parenthood. There has been a convergence of activity. Than quickly, and Jordan, very quickly here, I need 10-second responses. Than first, have you in your career seen this kind of convergence on the life issue?
No. This has united the pro-life movements, brought new people, I think, into the movement, and made everyone realize who didn't want to deal with this issue, we were right. This is prosecutors.
And, Jordan, we may have been wrong going backwards, but now we have an opportunity to correct that going forward. Yep. Let's stop the
so
next
many
half
Christians,
a billion dollars.
I think there's so many Christians that we had a responsibility to act. It took a long time, but now we've got the opportunity. Let's do it.
All right, folks. You go to ACLJ.org and sign on to that petition, or you call us right now at 1-877-989-2255. Let's fight back and take this back. Stand up for life here. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org, ACLJ.org to sign the petition, or 877-989-2255.
At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekula.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org. What's unfolding in a Philadelphia courtroom is horrific. Graphic testimony about the abhorrent procedures performed by abortionist Kermit Gosnell, dismembering children after they are born. But here's the truth. Planned Parenthood has argued in the Florida legislature for the right to do exactly what Gosnell did, kill a child after it is born if the mother and doctor agree. And now we discover that Planned Parenthood knew about Gosnell's horrifying clinic where women died and baby after baby was killed after they were born. They knew and they did nothing, leaving it up to Gosnell's victims to come forward. There's no excuse for this atrocity, and there's no excuse for the fact that Planned Parenthood gets almost half of its budget from the American taxpayer. The ACLJ is battling back, challenging the abortion giant in court
and working aggressively on Capitol Hill and in-state legislatures to defund them. Add your name by calling 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the broadcast. Stan Bennett in Washington, D.C. Listen, in this segment of the broadcast, I want to play for you an interview that Jordan did on Fox News TV this morning. He was on with Pastor Saeed's wife, Nagme. As you know, Jordan and Nagme have been tireless in their effort to get Pastor Saeed's story out there. We're, of course, so grateful to all of you for joining with us in that effort. We're grateful to those of you who have signed the petition, to those of you who have written letters to Pastor Saeed for his birthday that are going to be delivered there to Evan Prison. We're also grateful to Fox News for continuing to cover this story, continuing to tell the world about the suffering that Pastor Saeed is enduring, the beatings that he is taking, the internal bleeding that he has, and his need for medical care, and, of course, the eventual need, the immediate need, really, for release. But right now, we're really focused in on that medical care that he does need. We're grateful for Fox News for having Jordan and Nagme on again this morning, and I wanted you to be able to hear a little bit of that interview, so let's go ahead and play that now.
There are new developments now in the efforts to free an American pastor jailed in one of Iran's most notorious prisons. We're awaiting news from the State Department on Saeed Abedini's legal appeal, but it comes as his family is raising concerns about his mental condition after reports of more beatings and torture inside that jail. Nagme Abedini is his wife, Boise, Idaho. Jordan Seculo, executive director of the American Center for Law and Justice in Washington, D.C. Good morning to both of you. Nagme, he has an Iranian family who makes, I believe, weekly visits, as best as I can tell.
Yes.
How is he doing and what has changed?
Well, he was beaten the day they were supposed to treat him at a hospital, and they said there was no doctor. And I just hope that we understand the urgency of his situation. He's not doing very well, and that he's in a horrific prison and an extremist government of Iran who considers him, his Christian faith, an act of war. They consider him conducting soft war by simply being a Christian. And They don't. Every day that he's in there is a survival.
Nagma, you have to think that in Tehran they know how much attention his story has gotten outside of Iran. But why do the Iranians not change their behavior toward him?
I do hope that as more attention from the West media on the outside brings more media coverage inside of Iran through different channels, and that the Iranian government is able to release him, and because of the pressure, they don't. Their election is coming up, and I'm hoping that they will consider him, be able to just let him go. But I don't know. They haven't shown any indication of wanting to release him.
That's a pretty hardened regime there, Jordan. When you think about not reacting to this, perhaps they just don't even care about the attention that's given on the outside, or care about him. State Department appeal. Yeah. How will that advance his case?
Well, we know that the UN ambassadors, the ambassadors from Iran to the United Nations, have actually communicated to their government, we need to get this handled. This is causing us too much trouble at the United Nations when we're dealing with all these other issues, making us look very bad. And now we've got Argentina's president. She is now engaged because of the National Alliance of Churches in Argentina. But Iran typically, and we've seen this, Bill, so I don't want people to get discouraged, they test the outcry of support. They test the supporters of Saeed, and they kind of say, okay, we'll drag it along, things will go quiet, things may look better, and then we'll beat him again. Does anyone care this time? Does anyone speak out? Does the world care? And this is, I think, a typical pattern of Iran that we've seen before. And if we show, yes, the world cares, yes, speak out, and his birthday's coming up May 7th, we've got over 40,000 letters already heading his way, inundating with him, with just support, and people can do that to
safesite.org. I'm certain he needs that, Jordan, but it seems like the weeks go by and the months go by and his situation gets worse, not better.
Mm. Well, it's a situation we just, and Nagme knows, that we have to just continue to speak out. It's Iran, not the American system.
Jordan, thank you. Nagme, my best to you and your two children, okay? Hang in there
thank
as
you.
The days go by.
Thank you.
Nagme
Thanks,
in
Bill.
Boise and Jordan there in Washington,
D.C.
So again, folks, that was Jordan and Nagme this morning on Fox News. We're grateful to Fox News for running that piece. I want to play for you now a couple audio from a couple of videos. First of all, you're going to hear from Pastor T.D. Jakes. He did a video in support of Pastor Saeed. His words were very powerful. I want to play that for you. And then immediately following Pastor T.D. Jakes, you're going to hear from Marzia and Maria. These are the two women who have been on this broadcast before, spent time in Evan prison. They know personally the value of receiving correspondence, letters of encouragement. So you're going to hear from them how to write a letter to Pastor Saeed and what exactly it's going to mean to Pastor Saeed when he receives those letters. So again, first Pastor T.D. Jakes and then Marzia and Maria. Let's go ahead and roll those.
In September of 2012, American Pastor Saeed Abedini was arrested while building an orphanage in Iran. His charges? Sharing his Christian faith in homes across Iran. Saeed received a sham trial and faces the daily reality of physical and psychological abuse. Since Saeed's imprisonment more than 6 months ago, there has been an international response of support for the release of Pastor Saeed. Will you walk alongside me and more than 500,000 others and join the fight to help save Saeed? He's guilty only being a child of God and a Christian. Sign his petition at SaveSaeed.org. While you're there, send Pastor Saeed a message of encouragement on his 33rd birthday as it draws near on May 7th. I'm sure he'd love to hear from you. Share his story through Facebook and Twitter and get your friends and family involved in this global movement for the release of Pastor Saeed. For more information, visit SaveSaeed.org. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your support. If we don't stand by him, who knows who could be next?
My name is Marian.
And I am Marzia.
In 2009, we were thrown in Evin prison for our faith and were held prisoners there for 259 days.
One thing that helped us bear the horror of Evin was letters of encouragement and hope from the outside.
Our friend, Pastor Saeed Abedini, has now been in prison for over 6 months.
As his birthday approaches, we encourage you to write to Saeed a message of hope.
Go to SaveSaeed.org to find out how you can send a message to Saeed.
To send Saeed a message, click on the icon at the top of the page on SaveSaeed.org. Feel free to customize the text and let Saeed know of the more than 500,000 people that are standing with him globally. Please take note of a few guidelines while composing your message. Sign your name at the bottom of the message and we will print your letter and send it to Saeed in Iran. Our goal is to flood Saeed's prison with letters of encouragement. Encourage others to send Pastor Saeed a message by his birthday on May 7th. And if you haven't already, please sign his petition at SaveSaeed.org.
Again, folks, we're grateful to all of you for continuing to stand with Pastor Saeed. We will continue to keep you updated on his case, on his development. But quickly, as we close the broadcast, I want to pivot back to this issue about Kermit Gosnell, the abortionist from Philadelphia, and also Planned Parenthood, folks. They continue to get more than $500 million of our taxpayer funds. This week in the trial against Kermit Gosnell, we heard his defense attorney claim that all of these babies were already dead when he killed them by severing their spines. Folks, it just doesn't make any sense. If you are an abortionist who is holding a dead baby in your arms, you don't have to sever their spinal cord. And yet his defense attorney testified that they severed the spinal cord just to make sure. Folks, this was after employees of the abortion facility testified to seeing those babies move, seeing those babies breathe, hearing those babies cry. You don't snip the spinal cords of a dead baby. You snip the spinal cords of a live baby. And that's what Kermit Gosnell did. We have to expose these horrors. That's what we're doing this week. If you want to stand with us, say no more money for Planned Parenthood, no more money for the abortion industry, call now 877-989-2255. Again, 877-989-2255.
There's no excuse for this atrocity, and there's no excuse for the fact that Planned Parenthood gets almost half of its budget from the American taxpayer. The ACLJ is battling back, challenging the abortion giant in court, and working aggressively on Capitol Hill and in state legislatures to defund them. Add your name by calling 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.